Thank you for calling Archetype 5. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, my name is Antonio Lopez.
Hey, Antonio, how can I help you today?
So I just had Archetype Fiber install the fiber optic Wi-Fi today, and I just had a couple questions.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions for you. Let me pull up your account. What's your address?
416 Fox Hall Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
And the phone number you're calling from, is that a good callback number?
Yes.
Okay, we can go ahead.
Okay. So I just got home. My parents were here when he had installed it. So my first question is, I haven't paid for anything. I believe when I called to set it up, the guy who I was on the phone with told me that we were going to set everything up, but I was driving at the time, and then I've completely forgotten to even call back and ask how I go about paying and everything. So that's my first question.
All right, so being that your installation was done, the cost that's going to be for your first bill would be $79.99. If you do set up auto pay with paperless billing, if you do set up auto pay,
sorry about that. Give me 1 second. Está claro, y ahorita si te voy a llevar al restaurante, ¿pueden ocupar tu camioneta? Okay, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Say again one more time.
Yeah, I'm saying that once your auto pay is active with paperless billing, then it would be a cost of $69.99 per month.
Okay.
Do you want to set up your auto pay now?
Yes, let's do that.
You're using a checking or savings account or credit or debit card?
I'll use a debit card.
If you use a debit card, it would only take $5 off, so it would be $74. But if you use a checking or savings account, you can take $10 off.
Okay, I could use my checking account as well.
What's the routing number?
Give me 1 second. Okay. So the routing number is 021-313-103.
Come on, please. All right, and the account number?
The account number is 401-819-6430.
6430?
Yes.
So 401-819-6430?
Yes.
And what's the name on the account?
Antonio Lopez.
Is it a checking or savings?
Checking.
All right, so I went ahead and update your payment method on the file. Okay. And just to let you know, being that your auto pay is active, the first payment would be taken out today. And going forward, today would be your billing date.
Okay, so every...
Yeah, so your billing date would be the 3rd of every month, but your due date would be 2 weeks from now, so the 17th of every month would be your due date. So today would charge you for the $69.99, and then your next bill would be February. Your next payment would be taken out on February 17th.
Okay. Gotcha.
Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
Yes. So two other questions. One, do I get charged more because they had left the external Wi-Fi extender?
How many extenders do you have?
I have, it looks like, all right, so I have one little black box, which I'm guessing is
the router
itself. And then I have one of the towers, the white towers, up
mm-hmm.
here in my room, and another white tower in the lower room, in the living room.
Okay, so let me... Oh, so you just only have one Wi-Fi extender, then you're good to go. Once any more than one, then that would be an additional cost of $7.99.
Okay, so I'm not getting charged. That's having one, the one tower is just added, or is just included?
Yeah, that's included. You get a modem, a router, and one Wi-Fi extender free.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. So that was my first question. My second question is, I see that so usually the router connects to is it the modem connects to the router or
the modem
like when you
to the router?
Yeah, so when I connected my Xbox, I would connect the Ethernet cable or Ethernet, however you say it, to the router. But on this one, on this white tower, I see that there's only one LAN on it.
Okay, so you're trying to do an Ethernet connection from the router to the Xbox?
Yes. So I usually I have connected in my room two to three things. I have the Xbox connected by LAN, and I have a light box, an LED light box, in which I control all the lights in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll have another one connected, like if I have something else plugged in. But that was my question. So I only see the one LAN on the router, on the white tower. Is the white tower the modem or the router?
The white tower is the modem. That's the ONT gateway.
Okay. So, yeah, I see that there's only one LAN on there. Is that just how they come? There isn't any more with any more spaces on them?
That's how they come. We do have a different modem, but that's for the 2 gig.
Okay. So, in this case, with this Wi-Fi, I would only be able to connect one thing to this.
Yeah, any other Ethernet connections would be directly from the router.
Okay. So these I see it says POTS2 and POTS1. Those function the same way?
Yeah, so you'd be able to meet those connections, the LAN connections to your Xbox.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that all right. That makes everything a lot clearer. I wasn't sure if I needed to buy an aftermarket extra one so that way I can have more spots for it or not?
No, you'd be able to use those. And you can test them out. If you do have any problems, we could get you connected with someone from our IT department.
Okay. Sounds good. Other than that, the guy who came and installed everything was texting me. He showed me, he had explained how to go about getting the app and, change the Wi-Fi and all that. So I should be okay.
All right, no problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go?
I believe that's all.
All right, no problem. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Arch Fiber.
Of course, thank you. You have a great day, too.